Hunter Biden faces 42 years in prison for tax and gun charges. By Wendell Hasebo on December 8, 2023. Hunter Biden faces 42 years in federal prison for 9 tax and 3 gun charges filed by special counsel David Weiss. Per Weiss indictments. 17 years on tax charges. 25 years on gun charges. Weiss charged Hunter Biden on Thursday, asserting he was engaged in a 4-year scheme to not pay at least $1.4 million in taxes he owed for tax years 2016 through 2019 and to evade the assessment of taxes for tax year 2018 when he filed false returns. If convicted, he faces a maximum penalty of 17 years in prison, the Department of Justice wrote regarding the tax indictment. Actual sentences for federal crimes are typically less than the maximum penalties. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after taking into account the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. In September, Weiss charged Hunter Biden with gun violations, one count of false statement in the purchase of a firearm, one count of possession of a firearm by a person who is an unlawful user of or addicted to a controlled substance, and one count of false statement related to information required to be kept by federal firearms license dealer. The House Oversight Committee credited the IRS whistleblowers for exposing the Biden administration's political interference in the probe. Weiss was set to agree to a sweetheart plea deal with Hunter until the deal fell apart under judicial scrutiny. The judge was aware of the IRS whistleblower claims. This would not have been possible without the two brave IRS whistleblowers, Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler, blowing the whistle, the committee posted on X. Americans should applaud these men for their courage to expose the truth. Related, IRS whistleblower Shapley. Special counsel decision shows we told the truth, Garland and Weiss didn't. The committee suggested the ongoing probe could implicate President Joe Biden. Shapley previously told Congress he was prevented from investigating the big guy. When you see 10 held by H for the big guy and we have other correspondents where they are saying, don't call dad, you know, call dad something else, call him. Because we are trying to confuse or conceal who it is, that is issue for concern. And was there 10% that went to the big guy? We will never know because we weren't allowed to investigate that. House investigators opened a probe into the Biden family in November 2022. They revealed Joe Biden received money from James Biden and Hunter Biden. They also showed that 9 additional Biden family members received payments from the family's foreign business ventures, including 2 of the president's grandchildren. More evidence against Joe Biden can be found here. Follow Wendell Hasebo on X @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.